The No New Friends podcast is brought to you by Sandpiper Vacations. For the best in vacation plannings, just visit www.sandpipervacations.com. Let them know that the No New Friends podcast sent you.
I texted you and asked you because I wanted to get you a gift for the baby shower, but it's been like a week or so and you haven't answered me, so...
It might be late
at this point.
Get used to it.
Yeah, I did not.
Being
see
friends
that.
With Chris means
it was on a group chat too. It was on a group chat.
Oh, I vaguely remember it. And then Scott started talking about business, and I got scared and probably didn't answer. What did you want to know, Sarah? We can talk about it right now.
I don't even remember at this point, but I just wanted.
Must not have been important then. You must not.
Oh,
really
I think I was asking what the nursery was going to be themed because I wanted to get something. Because that's what you guys do, right?
I, you know what? I've given total creative control to Emily on that. She's the Kanye West of the nursery. And so much so that like I'm like a Jewish person in the presence of Kanye West. I'm terrified of.
Can you say that?
Of her ideas.
Broadcasting from the Sandpiper Vacation Studios. It's time for the No New Friends podcast. The podcast for adults who love to laugh at adulting. The good, the bad, and the funny.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's showtime. It's showtime.
That's right. You're listening to the No New Friends podcast, voted number one by our friends and family and number three by the Orlando Weekly Readers Poll. We are the podcast for where everything unfolds. You can connect with us. All of our social media links are right there on our website, NoNewFriendsPodcast.com. While you're there, check out our really sweet merchandise and become a Clubhouse member. That's our Patreon. And you can be a friend with benefits for as low as $2 a month. You can watch all of our recordings live as they're happening in the Discord. You get Cutting Room Floor and a bunch of other exclusive content. Right now, we're streaming live on the YouTube, where we do that every Wednesday night at about 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can watch us as we are recording live. It's public. And then we also go to the parks every Wednesday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Disney, Universal, etc. And we're live on the TikTok, so follow us there. My name is Scott. I am the host. With me, as always, my amazing co-host, the scumbag reselling hoarder himself, Chris.
Can I please have some more water, Mr. Scott?
The Jewish American princess, Sarah.
Hello.
And our emotional support gay, Nick.
Let me out of the closet, Mr. Scott.
And our producer, Alex.
I'm listening. Always listening.
I couldn't even do that with a straight
face. Like, Nick, you can't do anything with a straight face.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You can do it with a gay face, but not a straight face.
It's like, it came in my head, and I was like, oh.
Got it. You come in my head all the time.
We're a little punchy. We're recording two episodes tonight. Am I really that pushy? Like, No, not at all. Starting to be a little self-conscious about this. I feel like I got to scale it back a little bit.
It's for entertainment.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and yeah, it's not text fire. Chris 10 times a day. Where are my shorts?
You can see below your stomach. Oh, you meant the YouTube shorts.
So this is an exciting time of year. Okay. It's the Friendies. It was supposed to be last month, but listen, we're on Remy time. We can do anniversary episodes whenever we want. So I wanted to take some time tonight to go over the nominations for the Friendies. And then when I get back from vacation in April, we will actually do the Friendies. That gives us about...
If you come back from vacation, we're talking about Jamaica is a very dangerous place right now.
Yeah,
It is. Yeah. If I come back from vacation, we'll do the Friendies. It gives everybody time to vote. It gives Chris time to put up the survey for the voting.
I guess that's my job now.
I don't know how to do it.
Yes, Mr. Scott.
Thank you, Nick. I'm sorry, sir.
Thank you, Nick. All right. So are you guys ready for the categories? I'm really excited about these categories.
I actually am because Darren.com actually, the wise man.
Yep. Wise man, right? Darren came up with these categories. All right. So first category is best guest.
Okay.
And, it's funny. I forgot some of the names, so you'll have to help me out. But we've got best guest, General Pestacelli.
Oh. We're doing it in that route. Okay.
Eddie Deason, Jeremy Miller, the dog lady, Tanya Gilbert, and the film lady. What was the film lady's name?
That was just film lady, actually. It was just film lady.
No, it was the Bedford Film Fest.
Oh, no, that's a mean one. That was mean.
You liked her, Chris. You liked her a lot.
Yeah. A very what was her name?
Nice guy. Eddie Deason?
Oh, Eddie Deason's nightstand. Eddie Deason's nightstand.
She was actually there on the nightstand.
is that a category?
What was her name? I can't remember her name. Well, she's not going to win, but the film lady. We'll get the
film lady might win now, actually.
I know. We'll get the name when we... there's more. Sorry. Film lady, Larry Hankin, Stephen Joyner. General Pestacelli.
I'm pretty sure Larry Hankin was 2022. That there's no way that was this year.
Eddie Hankin... Larry Hankin, actually... We interviewed him on February 23rd. That interview actually came out after the Friendies.
Wow. That
was all right before me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That interview felt like it took 6 months.
It did. So General Pestacelli, Eddie Deason, Jeremy Miller, Tanya Gilbert, the film lady, Larry Hankin, Steve Joyner. How many people were there?
What? Like, how many you just read? Like, how many names are there?
Seven.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Yep. So, some of the interviews that didn't make the cut. Todd Wolfson. The dark demon guy, and then he
would get my vote.
Yeah. We still haven't even published it. They're still in the archives. And then, the one that you like, Danny something or other.
Hagen. Remember. She's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Best reoccurring segments.
Oh,
Travels and Tribulations. Chris's Cliff Notes. Lord Remy's Word of the Week. Middle School Words of the Week with Abby. And Florida Man, Jersey Man.
Wow. Middle School Word of the Week.
Apparently, Miv, I'm Gay didn't make it.
Oh,
somebody's homophobic.
Darren, that's homophobic.
Yeah.
Darren. It's right here. Sorry, I just didn't read it. Move, I'm Gay.
Tell me you're homophobic without telling me.
Right. Thanks, Darren. You are my favorite.
Someone doesn't know what poppers are. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah. Best TikTok personality.
Oh, God.
So you've got me, Sarah, Lewis, Darren.
What about Jonathan Williams? He's a great commenter.
Oh, Jonathan Williams. Yeah. I really like this category. This is one of my favorite ones. Best bit, brain explosion, peanut butter and jelly apology, Mr. Scott, Castellanos, or Alex Cut That.
Those are all really good.
Really good one.
I really like that category. I think it's a fun category.
Really good. I like that
difficult.
A lot. Yeah.
Yep. And then finally, best guest host. So you've got Darren, Alex, James Yawn, Game Master Ryan, Sophisticated Gentleman, Eddie Deason.
All right.
That'll be fun.
Darren in this spot year, honestly.
Yeah. I know.
These are good.
Bravo, wise man. That's why he's the wise man.
He is the wise man.
That's why he's the wise man.
Brain explosion shouldn't count, though. Originated on the round table. What do you guys think of that?
I was that came up with the movie, the fake movie of brain explosion.
Right.
And we have the t-shirt, so I'm pretty sure...
Yeah, and I made the trailer.
We claimed ownership, yeah. We will give Remy's Roundtable a shout-out.
Of course we will.
Oh, best emailer should have been a top.
best I emailer. Vote the wife, whoever the wife was. I vote her.
Anonymous.
Yeah, we best email. You've got anonymous wife, and then you've got Jack from the...
Jane?
Jane, well, Jack Jane, or Jane, or Jack, Jane, Jack. John, Joe, who
something
knows?
Like that, yeah. Peeling back the curtain, because we're not doing After Dark tonight. So we'll do a mini After Dark segment right here. Stip it. So I went upstairs to say goodnight to my wife, and she was like, I'm washing the dishes. And I was like, oh, man, this would be great content. So I messaged Scott, and then she's like, and then I thought you got mad. I was like, oh, no. That's all just a ruse. And then I hit her. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
No, wow. I punched the pillow really hard next to her. I said, that was damn good content. Like, I punched it out of excitement.
I get that.
It was really funny. But you see where the satire humor, I mean, not the satire, see where the sarcastic humor, like, it's just contagious in the house.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, she, you know, I do it. And then I've created a monster. And then my daughter.
Just call your wife a monster. Next.
Yeah, I think I did, actually. I think I did.
She's pregnant. She gets a pass.
Yeah, she's fine. She knows. She's a fat monster.
And I feel what? Like you've groomed.
She's fat.
Oh. Whoa.
She's fat. Oh my God.
She's fat. If she wasn't fat, she wouldn't be pregnant. She's fat. She knows it. Look at her. Are you serious? Are you going to look at her and be like, she's not fat?
Look at get yourself a thesaurus, man. Don't use the word fat.
She comes home. I kiss her on the cheek and say, hey, fatty. She's fat. It's a beautiful. It's a sign of endearment. Are you serious? You guys are shallow. She's fat with our child.
At least one of us is saying something nice because I commented on her photo I said you look beautiful.
I know
you because she does.
Yeah,
correct. And so I win again with the ladies apparently because
yes,
she's fat. No, but know. Like, but no, I think go ahead, Scott.
I think for the health and safety of this podcast and you don't get killed, yeah. I should say, Alex, cut that.
But No, don't do it. No, because we talk about this all the time. If she was actually fat, I would not be able to make the joke. But she's a hot pregnant woman. I'll say it to her. Like her stomach got big and nothing else. Like she didn't get like that round, like wide. Like some people you don't know if they're pregnant or obese or like that, you know what I mean? But like you can tell she's just pregnant and she looks great. So that's why I can actually call her fat.
That's goals, really. Mm. I have to say, because all women who get pregnant would like to just, you want to know that they're pregnant from the side,
yes,
but not from the back or exactly. The front, you know?
Exactly.
And she's doing it well. She really
is. It's very flattering. I told her, I said, I think I'm just going to keep you pregnant. I think you're just going to always be pregnant. I said, you look great. She looks great.
It was nice knowing you, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, she wants all the kids in the world. And I think she looks great pregnant. So it's a win-win. No, she seriously, she is. Look, she's 7 months in washing dishes. She feels great. She feels great. No, but she looks awesome. She looks great. I love you. And you look great, Em. That's why I can call her fat, though. At the end of and it's funny because like she'll be on the phone with her mom and she'll say something about like gaining weight, and I'll like say it like a really sarcastic, rude comment, and her mom's like, "Can you?" But like she and Emily's like, "No, it's funny. It's funny. It's funny because she's pregnant. She's not fat. She's just pregnant." Anyway, for the friendies,
you may be the first man in the history of men to get away with calling his pregnant wife fat.
I pushed the envelope.
I just feel like that's your relationship because it's like, I don't know if it's like you're going away from the gender stereotypes too. There's a bug in my face right now. I know you can't see at home, but yeah, just no, letting y'all know.
Just like you're on mushrooms again.
Not this time.
Is that Sigourney Weaver?
I was going to say Sigourney Weaver all over again.
It's like mine and Sean's relationship is exactly like that. We throw negative, what people think are negative terms around. Yeah. People just like look at us like, did you really say that to him? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I did. Like,
it's because you're best friends.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is.
And I think that's hard for people to grasp because I've been outside of that heteronormative world where you hear these things. And I feel like to me, that's normal or it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You only say stuff like that with to people that you're comfortable with. And listen, all the sarcastic insults, if you will, are balanced by compliments and Five Guys.
Five Guys.
The
burger place is pretty good too, Nick.
I've never heard of it.
The only thing I'm trying to think, the only thing that I do is like when my wife gets really mad about something, mm-hmm. I'll just look at her and I'll be like, calm your tits.
Oh,
and I love that. See, that's like my favorite saying.
Wow. Yeah.
Doesn't go over well.
No, yeah, I don't think it would. Yeah, I wouldn't even say
that. Yeah. Maybe that explains the whole not going to Costco thing.
Probably why they're never calm, right?
right. Oh boy. So yes, the friendies. So we'll get the nominations up so you can vote for it. It'll be
Patreon members Discord. Only, Scott. Public Discord. Discord only. Yeah, Discord only.
Yeah, I'd like to open it up this year. We'll do Discord only. So it'll be on the public Discord, but you'll have to join our Discord server to vote.
Yeah.
And there's a link on our website. And if there's any problems getting in, just email me.
No New you Friends Podcast. You best producer as a
you messed up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who's the best producer of the episodes? Yeah.
Well, there's only one producer. So Alex. Of
that's course. Why he's the best.
Oh, you won. Yeah. Well, that's our first win, I guess, of the year, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
There we go.
Congratulations.
Alex, please edit in a speech here.
Oh my God, I wasn't expecting this. I'd like to thank my wife, my kids, my dogs. Well, one of my dogs, my other dog got put down. I'd like to thank Scott and Sarah and Chris and Nick and Sean and Ryan and RJ and Rick.
Wow, that was really well said.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Remy wants to know if we'll have gift cards for the winners.
No.
He's the only person I sent a trophy to last year, and now he's asking for a gift card.
Yeah, no, these are virtual
virtual sticker.
Yeah. I'll send you a gift on your TikTok.
Yeah, live. Send him a gift on her TikTok. $1,300 later.
Oh, maybe one winner wins a croc. One single croc.
Well, I was going to do drawings.
Single croc.
Yeah, you have to win again next year.
You have to try to win next year to get the matching.
And if you don't, you get the last year's winner's side. So like if you're 8, you get 12 against the deal.
We are going to start doing a drawing once a month for NNF custom crocs. So if you're a Patreon member or you subscribe to us on the TikTok, you will be entered to win a chance or you'll be entered for a chance to win these custom.
Are you going
to
throw in those little like doohickey majigger?
The giblets?
What are they called?
The giblets?
Oh, you get a popcorn with hands.
Thumbtacks?
Chris, idea.
Oh, gosh.
We have to make the giblets with our faces.
Oh, that's terrifying. Mine will take up three holes. I got a big ass head.
Am I actually going to get my own face, or am I going to have to keep pretending to be brown hair with green eyes? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, so we just superimposed Mary as you. It's just a generic, woman that we.
I guess so.
Yeah, sorry. So both have long hair, and you're both a girl. So,
but think about it, Chris. We got to figure out a way to design our own gibbets. We can have a Bubba Job one.
Oh. That could be problematic.
Why would it be problematic?
I will talk later.
Okay. All right. So if you're watching us on the YouTube or at home and you're not a Patreon member or a subscriber on TikTok, here we go. New Friends Podcast, The Crocs. We're going to start doing monthly drawings for The Crocs.
I do have a question. This seems deeply rooted in something. Sarah, what happened with your eye color in an image?
Oh, no, because Scott has this shirt that's got, you know, three podcasters from the No New Friends, and one of them happens to be a female with a different color eye. So I just pretend, you know, to be that person. Yeah, absolutely. It was me. There was no other, right?
I don't remember now. Oh, what about Friendy for best former host? We get to have what's her name?
No.
That'll come to me. Oh gosh, I forget what's her name. I'll remember best it later.
Best exit interview.
Darren said, can you all make hats first? I wish this hat didn't make 9 months to make. My child will be made faster than the hat. This hat took to embroider.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Lewis, for this for the suggestion of your beautiful merchandise company. That was sarcastic.
Yeah. All right. Are you guys ready for Word of the Week?
Yay!
Yay!
Yes.
I'm excited, too.
Praise your Savior, let him speak. It's Lord Remy's Word of the Week.
What is going on? The No New Friends podcast. Hello, everybody. It's me, Remy. I hope you guys are enjoying this episode of the No New Friends podcast as much as we are. You know, your audience, your Patreon members. And speaking about being a Patreon member, let me tell you guys about being a Patreon member on the No New Friends podcast. Okay, now as Lord Remy, I do enjoy being a Patreon member. It's a great way to communicate with all of your friends on the Discord. And, you know, to become a member of a No New Friends podcast member today, I mean, become a Patreon member. You get exclusive content. You get drawings. You get, you get these secret words during the holiday season. No, it's not, you know, my words, you know, to say. But guys, speaking about words, it is now time for the word of the week. Nice. So your guys' word today is orotund. The word orotund is an adjective that describes a style of speaking or writing that is marked by fullness, strength, and richness in tone of expression. It often refers to a style of speech or writing that is grand, pompous, or bombastic. It can also describe a deep tone sound. So, like my voice, you know, it is so deep. My voice, I do have a lovely, lovely deep tone voice. So,
what's up, Scott?
Here's a little history on it. The word orotund has its origins in Latin. It is derived from the Latin word orotundus, which is composed of oro, meaning to speak, and tundus, meaning swollen or round. In essence, orotundus refers to a style of speaking that is full and resonate. The term was first used in English in the early 19th century to describe a particular style of public speaking or writing characterized by rich, full tones, and an impressive delivery. It became particularly associated with the style of oratory used by classical rhetoricians and later by actors and public speakers. Over time, orotund has come to be associated with a somewhat formal or even pretentious style of speech or writing, often used to convey a sense of importance or authority. It can sometimes carry connotations of bombast or exaggeration, depending on the context in which it is used. All right, guys, out. Here's your joke. Man, you know, this joke can be really bad, but hey, you know what? I'm going to say it anyways. God. Why can't you hit an orphan? Because who is the orphan going to tell? Their parents? There you guys have it. That was your word of the week, and that word, once again, was orotund. And I'll see you next time, right here on Word of the Week.
Wow. This is Abby with the words I'm learning in middle school. It has been so long since I've done this segment. A lot has changed. I'm now a high school senior. Chris has now lost both legs due to diabetes. God. Sarah has saved so much money from discounting that she is the second richest woman in the world.
I love that.
Congrats. And Nick now is straight. Just kidding about the last one. That would never happen. But with all this time gone by, my dad still does not go to Costco. Speaking of my dad, I'm getting a little bit concerned. I mean, just the other day he told me I couldn't get any ice cream because we couldn't afford it. Well, maybe if you stop giving random strangers gifts on the internet, you would stop being investigated by DCF and Inside Edition. Seriously, Dad, I have college coming up. Someone's gotta pay for it. Oh, that's right, Rachel got me. This week's middle school word of the week is Riz. Riz is what you old people call game. Like if a boy asked me if I'm from Tennessee because I'm the only 10 they see, they would have Riz. So maybe if my dad had some Riz, he would go to Costco. I still don't understand what shopping has anything to do with all this. Well, anyways, that's all for me. Slay queens.
Praise your savior, let him speak. It's Lord Remy's word of the week.
All right, so peeling back behind the curtain a little bit. So we write this segment and Abby looks at me and is like, I don't want to do this one. I'm like, why? She's like, because you talk about Costco a lot. I'm like, okay. She's like, Dad, I know what that means. Oh, I don't want to say it. God. And I'm like, just sit in the chair and say it.
How does she know what it means?
I don't know. Well, her friend down the road listens to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't her friend have the shirt of you?
Yeah, the host. The host yeah. Shirt,
yeah. Of you at this year.
That's definitely going to be, that's going to be Piper in a couple years in this segment. So.
That's going to be the best moment ever when Abby passes the baton to Piper.
Aww. Yes.
Aww. And then Piper to my daughter. Like, yeah. This is going to be.
Everybody on YouTube, please go hard that
now. How cool would that be? When Abby gets to a certain age, she'll pass it to Piper.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to be that because literally I was sitting in my office the other day and Piper's like, can I have your phone so I can record a video? And I'm like, what? She's done one video for me for St. Piper Vacations on YouTube. And now she's like, I need to make videos for you now.
It's amazing. So
she's sitting in my corner over here behind me, just making this little video. And I don't she still speaks gibberish sometimes. And we didn't understand what it was said, but it's freaking adorable. And it's probably cussing at me. So.
Listen, Scott walked away to go to the bathroom today for 2 minutes and I was holding the gimbal and I felt oh so powerful. I really did. And I was like, I'm just showing everybody everything. I said, I cannot wait until I get to 1,000 followers. Maybe I can go live one day.
This is what it feels like to be so cool.
Through hard work and $16, you too can reach 1,000 followers like myself.
What's so funny is I go to the restroom and I'm like, okay, what am I going to come back to? Are we going to have gone down in viewers or up? Because a lot of times it you never know. You never know. So I'm like, all right, Sarah, how'd you do? Are you ever going to hold this again? And she went up. Her views went up. So kudos.
Hey.
Sarah, would you like to exploit one of your daughters for a podcast bit? Maybe
I wasn't going to mention that everybody skipped that I have two daughters, but it's fine. Yeah. No big deal. Yeah, absolutely.
See, great. We didn't think you'd exploit like we do. That's why we didn't ask. We're
no,
we're
I have,
like, yeah, you guys are like the perfect couple, the perfect family.
Yeah,
over
I
there.
Know. No, we don't want to ruin what you guys have going.
I already have one kid that had an account. And then when we found out about said account, she created a second account that detective work. I found that account. And so now she gave up. And so I think she knows that I'm going to find all of the accounts and she's constantly posting on them. Constantly.
See the blackmail, like you work for me and I will allow you 5 burner accounts.
Abby's got a bunch of burner accounts.
She does. And she follows me on all of them.
I know. I was going to say, but she follows all of us on all her burner accounts. It's very nice of her. Half my followers her for that. Are Abby.
Well, you know what's so funny is I've made a couple of friends on the TikTok and you know, we can't judge that.
You
because
paid for them, but
no, like we can't judge that because we all were internet friends, right? So there's Park Hopping Hannah, and she does.
She's great.
She's amazing. Nice. She supports our lives all the time. Shares it out. Well, she goes live from the parks at night a lot of times. She lives in Tampa, and her husband will come down and do lives and all that. So Abby will share different lives to me that she thinks that I'll like, and she shares Hannah's to me, and I was like, oh, I know her. And she's like, yeah, I know. I was on her live and I was like, hey, I'm Scott from NNF's daughter. And and then so I messaged Hannah. I was like, hey, by the way, my daughter follows you. And she's like, I know Abby's so adorable. She's such. And I'm like, wait a second. You know a lot about my daughter. Like, what information is my daughter giving you? Jesus. So today's a very special episode. OK, it's St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
OK.
Any plans? I mean, it was yesterday for the people listening. But any plans?
They're all hungover.
They're hungover. Yeah. Wait, is St. Patrick's Day the 16th or 17th?
17th.
It's the 17th.
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day today.
It's today. It's today. I was thinking that too. I'm like, don't we record this on Sundays, which is the 17th of March? Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day for me, like, we used to go to the bars all the time. I worked in the beer industry for a while, so we did bar crawls.
You've never
like,
mentioned
left
that.
And right. Oh, I didn't. So I used to work for Miller Lite and Coors Light, and we'd do bar crawls for St. Patrick's Day. And in Columbus, we used to be like the third biggest city in the world for Killian's Irish Red. So it was one of the brands that I sold to. So they used to bring in Killian from that. Now I go to bed at 7 p.m. So that's my St. Patrick's Day this year.
Okay. Sarah, you're St. Patrick's Day. You guys do anything?
No, Lewis is going to be working, and St. Patrick's Day feels like every day for me, honestly. clearly, I'm already slurring my words over here. So, yeah, it's just going to be another day in the neighborhood.
Chris, what about you? I mean, you're short like a leprechaun. So, are you dressing up?
I don't need to. It's already built in, so... I do put on a little elf ears just to scare people because I see a small human being. But then like, oh, look at the leprechaun joking. And then I turn my head and they see the pointed ears and they're like, holy shit. Like this guy might be a leprechaun. It's actually Emily's baby shower on St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. So I can't be there for most of it. Sexist, I know. And so where do we go? We go to the neighborhood bar with my dad, my father-in-law, my neighbor who wants to give me his gift in person, which I'm really happy because I love the guy. And I actually booked through St. Patrick's Vacations to go to Alaska. And who else is going? Oh, my future brother-in-law. You know, St. Patrick's Day is always fun, but I love the excuse that I have with a pregnant wife saying that, like, they look at me and like, wow, he's drinking like egregiously. And then I get talking. I'm like, oh, you know, my wife is pregnant, so I have to drink for the both of us. And everyone always just laughs it off. Yeah. And just like, oh, he's just drinking for the both of them. It's just cute. The alcoholism is cute when your wife is pregnant.
Yeah. So just keep her pregnant.
Yeah. That,
problem solved.
So many reasons why to keep her
pregnant. Speaking of which, Chris, I don't mean to bring this up now, but I texted you and asked you because I wanted to get you a gift for the baby shower, but it's been like a week or so and you haven't answered me. So it might be late at this point.
Get used to it. Get used to it.
Yeah, I did not.
Being friends with Chris means
it was on a group chat too. It was on a group chat.
Oh, I vaguely remember it. And then Scott started talking about business and I got scared and probably didn't answer. What did you want to know, Sarah? We can talk about it right now.
I don't even remember at this point, but I just
must not have been important then. You must not.
Oh,
really,
I think I was asking what the nursery was going to be themed because I wanted to get something because that's what you guys do, right?
I you know what? I've given total creative control to Emily on that. She's the Kanye West of the nursery. And so much so that like I'm like a Jewish person in the presence of Kanye West, I'm terrified.
Can you say that?
Of her ideas. She knows what she wants. And I got permission to put a fan in the room. She picked out the fan. I drilled the hole and ran the wiring. All the decor, we're going to Hobby Lobby this weekend. I'm going to hand her my credit card. And but you know what? I do. Okay, so. And this is going to be right up your alley, Sarah. She gets 99% of the room. This is the 1% that I want. This is the 1% that you can look for something cute because I know you'll find something cute. So my daughter's name is Eliana. Nickname Ellie. Nickname for Ellie, L. Nickname for L, 11. Stranger Things. I want a really cute Stranger Things thing to put in her room of like maybe of a lemon of 11 or like Eggo waffles or something. So much so that
the
like my
just put the Demogorgon.
So maybe
there.
If it's cute enough, so much so that my godmother it goes up to Emily, looks at her stomach, rubs it, and says, "Hi, 11." My dad calls her 11. Like 11 is very much a a thing. So if you found something cute, Stranger Things.
I'm calling it now, May 11th.
That would be incredible.
That would be really cool.
Awesome.
That would be incredible.
Emily.
I'm on the hunt now.
So there you go.
Dane says, put a giant Demogorgon and Vecna right beside her crib. I love that idea.
That's just me standing right next to
the crib. Hey, I'm pretty sure that like Funko Pop makes something, and those are kind of cute, right?
They are very
cute. There you go. Know.
I've been looking for them. I couldn't find one. So if you listen.
Well, you got to pay good money for it. That's why I have one. I know.
Scott didn't ask for the for anything.
I'm not sending anything.
No, I know. Scott said he'd come, and he's going to be on vacation that week. So
I probably won't come.
No.
On vacation. Wait, cut that. you know I'm a terrible gift giver. You know what? I'll have Rachel send you something real nice.
Like an origami or something.
The gifts that Rachel sends, you guys will probably be able to pawn and retire.
So we're talking about how my daughter's nickname is going to be 11. So I'm thinking like, I don't have a tattoo yet, right. But I want to, my first ever tattoo, I want to be sentimental. Mm. And I was thinking about getting this tattoo a couple years ago, just because I love.
I thought we were going to get matching NNFs.
I kid you not, if we are all ever together, which we will be one day, I will 100% get an NNF tattoo somewhere on my body. 100%. I will absolutely do that.
We'll lay next to each other and hold hands.
Probably need that.
Hands? What are you
Sarah, are you in?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll and get Nick? My nipple pierce? I don't know.
That's the equivalent. That enough? So, yeah,
it's my dick pierce? I don't.
It's even better, actually.
Yeah.
So anyway. Being a matching piercing. Anyway, so I love the show Stranger Things. And a couple years ago, I was like, man, it'd be really cool to have the 11 tattoo that she has on her wrist. And then now that my daughter's going to be nicknamed 11, I was like, oh, that'd be really cool to get the number 11 tattooed on my wrist. So I looked up, I was like, 11 tattoo. And they were like, yeah, so 11 has the tattoo of 11 on her wrist to kind of be related to the Holocaust of numbers on their wrists. So they wanted to show that. So I was like, maybe I shouldn't get the, but okay. So hear me out, Right. I still really want it. Right. But now I'm thinking like, maybe instead of having 11, maybe do it in Roman numerals, because then it's not Holocaust-y at all.
It's more. Please don't put numbers, because then you'll match me.
But so, okay. So hear me out, Sarah, hear me out. So Roman numerals, I mean, that's not bad, right?
No, it's bad.
What is that? Isn't that?
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, it's the IBX, you know, whatever. Tails.
It's like 11 with little tails.
Oh, it's IX.
Oh.
No, XI.
No, it's XI.
Oh, XI. Mm. So much better.
XI.
It's just like the THX logo. Yeah. Oh, my wrist. So every time I show this one, I gotta go. So it's an old VHS THX.
Someone clip that, please.
Meme. But yeah, so I'm thinking like, so the initial was just the two lines. But now I'm thinking Roman numerals be classy instead of genocide-y, if that makes sense.
I wish I thought of that.
Right? No, yeah. Right, Sarah? Like, if I did Roman numerals, no one would ever mistaken it for me being a prisoner. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. My dad was super angry when he saw that I had numbers tattooed on my wrist.
Yeah. But I'm going to need you to ask your dad, say, Dad, I'm thinking about getting more numbers on my other wrist. What if they were Roman numeral numbers, though? Because I do need some insight, because I want to do this, but I want to do it right.
No, I think that's the way to go. Absolutely. I'm just make saying I wish I thought of it first, because that would have been way better.
Yeah. Maybe Braille even. Maybe Braille. Think about it. I mean, no one would ever mistaken that as anything malicious. Yeah. And they think, wow, this guy supports blind rights or something like that. Can you imagine how insensitive it would be to have a Braille tattoo that you couldn't read in Braille? Because it's not perfect.
Yeah.
Erased.
Just like the actual dots, you mean?
Yeah, just the dots, yeah.
You can get the raised tattoos. I'd have to get branded,
which also seems insensitive. So it's like it's a lose-lose, I feel like.
Here's the funny thing. So if you go to a drive-thru, McDonald's drive-thru, it actually says at the bottom, blind menus available upon request. Who's driving there that reads Braille as a first language?
I know exactly what that's for. That's for the couple.
What is it for?
That the person who's driving obviously is not blind. They have the blind spouse next to them, and they're pissed at the spouse. Like, I'm not reading this menu tonight. Give me the Braille menu.
But why does they make them read it? But why does my ATM drive-thru have Braille on there too?
Right.
Are you driving? It's in a drive-thru spot. It's not just the walk-up one. It's the drive-thru, and you can put your hearing things in there too, if you need.
Right.
Why is no one ever talking? You know, it's funny. It's funny. This is not satire at all. My sister is now trending on YouTube. My sister calls me the other day out of the blue. Like, oh man, as I answer the phone, what's wrong? Is everything okay? And she's like, why are there signs that say deaf person in area? I was like, that's a really good question. What about blind people in area? They can't see the signs, right? Or autistic person in area. Like, well, who is putting these, who is commissioning these signs? And are we supposed to assume, like, what's the range of this sign? 3 blocks? 2 blocks? Just the one block?
We used to have one in my old neighborhood, and it was a very, where my parents live, it's like a loop around their house, and there's 4 houses in front and then a loop. And it was literally the first house had a deaf person there, but you didn't see it from the other side, though. There was never a sign. So if you're coming from the other way.
Screw the deaf guy, right?
Yeah. So it's only on their side of the street. Yeah.
Here's the good question, though. Do we only drive more careful because there's deaf kids, or should we maybe drive careful because there's kids?
We care more about the deaf.
Well, if there was kids in the area, Scott would always drive half the speed limit just to scope it out. Just so you don't want to hit any of them. Scott, I know you're a very careful driver.
Exactly.
And because you want to sneak.
Exactly.
I don't know. The signs are weird to me. Deer crossing, right? Mm. Deer crossing, another strange one.
Yeah, and why do they always put the deer crossing signs right where there's so much traffic? I mean, make the deer cross somewhere else.
It makes so much more sense.
I think it would cost way less in taxpayer dollars just to put a fence up instead of just fixing these cars. Or can we
build a bridge? Build a bridge for them or something? Like,
I say we build a wall.
That's a good idea.
I say we build a wall and we make the deer pay for it.
Make the roads great again. Make the deer pay for it.
And we put up, pride signs outside just to let people know that aren't on Grindr. Like, hey, we're gay. Come over, hang out.
That's smart. With your window. Unless you're in the South.
Yeah. Yeah. In Florida, we don't.
Right.
Then it's like putting up a deer crossing sign in like a hunter's area. Yeah. You know what I mean?
In Florida, I just put up the Confederate flag and everything's fine there.
Yeah, either the Confederate flag or the blue line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's American a good one. That's a good
don't they
one.
Have a loofah for that, though? Honestly.
Nick, do you have a travel update for us?
I do have a travel update.
Nick's on the mic, so it's time to take notice. And if you don't like it, that's homophobic. Stay the hell out of his way. Move, I'm gay.
I'm getting so much better at these. I took advice from our assistant producer last week, and I'm trying to get more aggressive, I guess, with these intros of get out of the way. It's my turn to talk. So travel update. It is now time to start planning for 2025 already.
Oh, what?
Yes. Plan early, people.
We're not even halfway through
2024. I know, but it's time to plan your vacations for 2025 because Disney has finally come out with 2025 packages, so you can book all the way through, almost all the way through the end of 2025 right now. And what's great about 2025 is not only can you go to Disney, you can go to Universal. There's a brand new theme park opening next year. The announcements is killing us because we all want to know what dates that Scott is going to be on the TikTok ready to go. Hopefully TikTok's still around then.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
I'll be so depressed.
I'll be out of a job, honestly.
Nothing more to live for if TikTok goes away. Well, a job is something you get paid for.
She gets free tequila, Scott.
Touche. I mean,
she'll do anything for tequila. But yeah, so anyways, 2025, people, please plan ahead. I literally have a lady message me 3 days ago wanting to book a vacation for the end of March, which if you don't know, March is spring break typically, and everything is sold out. So she's a little bummed out about that. And yeah, this time not talking about you, Scott. But you're going to have a great trip. You leave in just a couple days. I leave in a couple days. And
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm excited to be on vacation with you, but not with you. Right, I'd rather be with Chris and Sarah and Lewis. But, I mean.
Well, yeah, because we would stream the entire time. I mean, like, my wife's like, are you going to be streaming the entire time? I said, probably. It's fine. Read a book.
There's going to be anything as long as going on, so.
As long as you tag Sandpiper Vacations and leave the adult stuff for the OnlyFans so we can make some extra money on the side to pay off your TikTok debt.
There we go.
But anyways, go book your vacations, sandpipervacations.com. Make sure you mention the No New Friends podcast. Get your vacations booked.
And have no fear. Just because Nick and I are going to be on vacation, we're not going to miss any episodes. We're getting ahead, baby.
Alex, I think I joked about death too much this episode. You ever just feel like a cleanse from No New Friends?
Oh, yeah, always. Every Wednesday after I get done editing the podcast, I need a cleanse.
Yeah, just like a little bit of family-friendly content, right?
Something wholesome.
You have a recommendation?
Our other podcast, Dis His, the Disney History Podcast, I think would be a great alternative.
Do I have to like Disney?
I mean, it helps.
All right, well, because I love Disney.
Well, that's really good. That's a good start.
Where can I listen to this podcast that I record with you?
Well, our podcast comes out every Tuesday, but if you want, you can also go to our YouTube channel, Diz His Pod, and we have all of our past episodes up on there. We also are on all social media under Diz His Pod. We do post every week, and we also have our own Patreon, just like No New Friends.
Really? I'm going to have to go check this podcast out that we do together.
Yes, I would love if you listen to our podcast once in a while.
Alex, what's coming up on Diz His?
Hey, Scott. This week on Diz His, we're doing the episode on Dumbo. The original Dumbo, and we're going to have Ryan on. So you know Ryan from this podcast, and he's going to be on for Dumbo, one of his favorite movies ever, I was told. So I can't wait to dig into the carcass of Dumbo. I mean, the history of Dumbo.
Chris, you got any cliff notes?
I do.
It's been quite the show. A lot of stuff's happened, so nothing can stop this little boy from recapping the day. The Chris's Cliff Notes way.
So right now, peeling back the curtain, we are recording this on the eve of the vote to see if TikTok will be banned in the United States. So this could be Scott's memorial episode. So please just remember to send us your heart, knees, and team bracelets, just like he would want. So we talked about categories for the friendies to start the podcast. Now, some categories that didn't make the cut were best former co-host, worst former co-host, and member that missed the most episodes. Now, we had to cut all these because we didn't want one person to win all of the awards.
Oh.
I wanted to spread them around.
Wow.
We talked about nominations for the friendies. Now, the first category was best guest. We named the top seven. Coming in at number eight, Joe from the Diz His podcast. Just didn't make the cut. Please clap. Remy led his joke by saying, "Man, this is going to be really bad." Scott, you should start saying that every time you're about to tell a joke. Abby said that so much time has passed that I lost my legs and Nick is now straight. Now, I can assure you Nick is still gay and now he has two more nubs to play with. We talked about signs being on roads where certain people live. Right outside Scott's neighborhood, it says Predator Crossing.
Oh, wow.
It was way worse. I cleaned that up real good. And lastly, Scott talked about how this was Mary's birthday episode. So I just wanted to say, never mind. I can't say any of this. And those are my cliff notes.
Okay, bye.
It's been quite the show. A lot of stuff's happened. So nothing can stop this little boy from recapping the day. Chris's way.
Thank you so much, Chris. So next week, Nick and I will be out of town, but there's still going to be an episode because we got ahead.
Good for you.
And what?
Who got ahead? I don't get any head yet.
Nick, after the day Sean has, don't expect.
Oh, ahead.
Yeah, you better, never mind. You know, I do. I can't wait for After Dark because I have a gay sex question.
Oh,
for sure. Yeah, I do.
We still need straight, and that's Q and A.
And we even talk.
No, well, we talked. We've dabbled.
I have questions, honestly. So. I'll join that after dark.
Oh, yes. And we need a straight Q&A, too. I want to know your heterosexual questions, Nick. We talked about this for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Straight Q&A. I'll have to answer because Scott would be able to.
I got you, Nick.
So after dark, that'll come back the week that I'm back from vacation.
I love that we made this giant announcement about it, and then a month later, we'll get there. Well,
because Chris was sick last week.
I know. And then last week, I was like, I'm really tired, guys. I was tired. I almost had to do the episode with the pattern.
I was tired from not doing the dishes.
Because you guys make fun of me so much. So I just had to suffer.
I had inspections.
I was tired from. Yeah, I was not doing
the dishes. Sarah, where can our listeners find you?
You can find me at Old Soul Thrift on Instagram and at SuperSarah94 on the TikTok.
Nick, what about you?
You can find me in the Caribbean because I'm going to be on a cruise when you're listening to this. And you can find me on the TikTok at SandpiperVacations to book your next vacation, as well as Emotional Support Gay Nick on the Instagram.
Chris?
When I'm not in Nick from Sabor Vacations, you can find me on TikTok at Chris Yob NNF and on Instagram where I post only three times a year at Chris Yob. Great post, though.
Great post.
Really good.
Many post. Are saying that they're people the best saying, posts. People yes, are saying.
The best posts. Yeah.
They're definitely saying that. You can connect with all of us on all of our social media. All of our links are right there on our website, nonewfriendspodcast.com. And if you click on the picture of Chris, Sarah, and Nick, you can go right to their social medias. I did that.
Wow!
What?
Which social media?
Yes.
Like, which one does it go to me?
I know. Wait, maybe I didn't do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I...
Maybe I didn't do that.
I haven't gotten any alerts on Grindr yet, so... Yeah.
If I download a Grindr, could I send you a friend request? Like, is that how... Or...
No, it's hard to find people from a distance. You have to, like, move the map around and, like, zoom in to, like, exactly where they live, basically.
I just want to be... I just want to be friends. Like, I just I want to connect.
Okay, so... When you click,
we'll talk
on the podcast. If you click on the website, if you click on Chris, it goes to his TikTok. If you click on Sarah, it goes to her Instagram. And if you click on Nick, it goes to SandpiperVacations.com.
Good for you. I was really nice. Funny.
What about
thank you, Mr. Scott. Scott?
What about Darren.com?
I've got to add him to the website.
We do because he's the wise man.
Honestly, you should pay for that URL at this point.
Right. Anyway, when you're checking out our website and clicking on all of our pictures, you can join our clubhouse, become a friend with benefits, watch all of our recordings live, and see all sorts of exclusive content that only you get to see, and talk to people that are fun to talk to. And you can check out our sweet merchandise. If you listen to us on Spotify, Apple, any podcast platform that allows you to give a rating and a review, please give us a 5-star rating and review. We love that kind of stuff. Don't forget to check out Sarah, me, Lewis, and Darren at the parks every Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the TikTok.
You speak German?
A little bit. And then the YouTube every Wednesday night at about 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On behalf of our Lord and Savior, Remy, Abby, our producer, Alex, Nick, Sarah, Chris, I'm Scott. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
No new friends, just the old and the bold. In the world of gays, we're the ones you hold. Scott, Chris, Sarah, and Nick, a tale to be told. Welcome to the podcast, where adulting unfolds. We're adulting unfolds. We're adulting unfolds.